AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, while denouncing the violence in the streets of Baltimore, also said there have been too many troubling police interactions with black citizens. At a joint news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Obama says social media has exposed what he calls the slow-rolling crisis involving the deaths of several black men by police.
I think there are police departments that have to do some soul searching. I think there's some communities that have to do some soul searching. But I think we as a country have to do some soul searching.
Yesterday's looting and burning led to the arrest of more than 200 people and resulted in the destruction of a number of buildings and vehicles in Baltimore. Resident Martel Morris had a CVS pharmacy burned by the looters.
You ruined a CVS where elderly people, children, and other people who might have life-threatening ailments and need medication daily, they can't get their prescription now. So if they die, are you going to blame the police for this?
The violence began after Freddie Gray's funeral. Gray died earlier this month of a spinal cord injury he suffered while in police custody. The Supreme Court hears 2.5 hours of arguments for and against state laws that block same-sex marriage. John Birch, the attorney for the state of Michigan, says he thought the justices were receptive to his argument that the federal court should not be able to overturn the will of voters in his and other states.
That's not the job of the federal courts, 9 people, to step in and decide for the whole country what something as important as marriage is, and that you do have to let the people decide, or otherwise you lose the very democratic principles our country was founded on.
Greg Bork, one of those suing the states to allow same-sex marriage, feels the court will overturn those state laws.
We truly believe that the justices, when they looked down on all of our plaintiff families, they saw real people, they saw real lives, and they saw so many love stories.
A ruling is expected in late June. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 50. This is AP Radio News. New York's former state assembly speaker, Sheldon Silver, has pleaded not guilty to corruption charges. Julie Walker has more.
The 71-year-old Democrat is free on bail after his January arrest on charges he exploited his power in Albany to take $4 million in kickbacks. Outside court, Sheldon Silver paused to address the throngs of reporters and cameras, saying he will be vindicated.
I'm confident that at the end of this process, I will be totally vindicated.
Silver stepped down from his speaker post after his arrest, but he continues to hold his assembly seat. Julie Walker, New York.
National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell has sent a letter to owners saying the league is giving up its tax-exempt status. Goodell says the NFL has been tax-exempt since 1942, but all 32 teams do pay taxes on their income. Some members of Congress have criticized the NFL, which generates billions in revenues, for that tax exemption. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.